everyone, and welcome to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap for this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2015. The Orlando Magic defeat the Los Angeles Lakers 101-99 over at the Amway Center. Nikola Vucevic with the game-winning bucket as the clock expired, shooting it well over Roy Hibbert and into the basket. A really difficult fadeaway shot that he just got in the net, and there's nothing more that you can ask for as a fan or as an observer of the game. But there was certainly a lot that Scott Skiles could ask for in this one. He was not a happy camper after this game, and certainly watching this game, it was tough to find very much to be really pleased with. It was a frustrating night for the Magic despite the win, there really is no other way to describe what happened in the 48 minutes of the game. Now, the Magic did win 101-99, but this is the Los Angeles Lakers, and this isn't, you know, your father's Los Angeles Lakers with Magic Johnson in there. It isn't, you know, my Los Angeles Lakers with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. This isn't even my younger brother's Los Angeles Lakers with Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol. This is a rebuilding team that is struggling to find itself and struggling to continue pushing itself forward. And that's something that they're going to continue to work on, obviously, as they got some young players that can emerge and did emerge a little bit tonight. No Kobe Bryant tonight. Very disappointing for a lot of the fans that were in attendance at the Amway Center. There was a good chunk of yellow and purple wearing number 24. I saw a few eights. I did see 132, but not a lot other than that. There was a lot of 24s in the building. Definitely people thinking that this could be Kobe Bryant's last game in Orlando. Very possibly could be. But at the end of the day, this was a game that was decided on the court by the people that were playing the game. And there was certainly a lot to want, especially if you're a Magic fan. And that's where we'll keep our focus. The Magic just came out really sluggish. They did not look good at all. They did not look really engaged in this game. Defensively, they were kind of a step slow. They did enough defensively to keep themselves in the game. They were never out of the game, so to speak. They were really not even necessarily out of the game. They were in the lead for most of this game. They just could not pull away. And a big part of that was just their own kind of energy and effort in a lot of ways. I would say on the offensive end, for sure, there was a lot of standing around. There wasn't enough ball movement or player movement to get the defense to really change what they were doing. When the Magic did do this stuff, they were very, very, very effective. And that's continuing to be the lesson that this Magic team is learning. And they just cannot get that consistency down at this point. And so there's constantly a lot of frustration and a lot of anger, and Scott Skiles expressed that after the game. And even though it was a happy locker room, kind of, it was more of a relieved locker room that they picked up the win rather than one that was particularly happy with their overall performance.
We also didn't play very well. You know, I thought we should have played much better, especially on the defensive end. You know, we never really took them away from what they do. You know, we never really show what we can do on defense. You know, they shot a high percentage. They were getting whatever they want, and we got away with this one, but we have to play much better.
Yeah, the Orlando Magic certainly did not play their best basketball. The Lakers shoot 49.4% from the floor, led by Roy Hibbert with 15 points. D'Angelo Russell had a really good game with 14 points, although he shot 6 of 15, 6 rebounds, 3 assists for the rookie. Julius Randle, really strong, particularly at the end of the game. He took it right at Tobias Harris, made some really difficult moves. Tobias actually played some good defense, blocked a shot of his late in the game as Randle tried to get back to his predominant left hand. Randle ends up with 12 points, Lou Williams 13 off the bench, Nick Young 10, and Larry Nance Jr. with a career-high 13 points. So the Magic had their work cut out for them to win this game and get a win, and they had to fight and claw because the Magic offense just was not moving. As I noted before, it was a very, very stagnant offense, shoot only 40% from the floor, 8 of 12 free throws, so they weren't getting to the line. They had 23 offensive rebounds, could not score on them, only 19 second chance points, 8 of 20 on second chance field goals. And then when they got into the paint again, the Magic just could not finish in the paint, shooting 16 of 49 in the paint for 32 points. It was just not a pretty effort for the Magic at all. It was very sloppy. A lot of the same problems that happened on offense from the Indiana game, where the Magic were standing around a lot, trying to do everything on their own, not moving the ball. Again, a little bit better tonight with 22 assists on 40 field goal makes, but they weren't moving the ball effectively at all. They weren't getting the defense to move, and they were struggling to finish at the rim when they did get those opportunities to score. And you know, this has been a recurring problem and something that the Magic have kind of had to work around and find a way, and it keeps that margin for error slim, as was shown tonight. The Lakers hung around and made this a game because the Magic just could not get that last push to kind of put the nail in the coffin and put this game away.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. You could say it. But we won, so it's good. So yeah. It's like you could play bad and grind it out and win. And so now it's like, okay, how can we be more consistent? How can we finish at the rim? You know, I felt like we have some minute, like big stretches where we just didn't play defense at all. And I think that's not who we want to be. You know, yeah, we won. That's nice. And so it's going to happen that way. But, you know, I think if we really want to look at the end game of our identity, we have to continue to get better defensively and be more crisp.
That was a general sentiment from many of the Magic players after the game, that they did not have their best stuff, but it was still nice to win, but they know that there is a lot of work to come. Now, an interesting thing was noted in the post-game by Scott Skiles. He said that he was feeling a little bit of pushback from what they were working on. Some of the things that the Magic have been working on since the very beginning of camp, they simply did not accomplish this time around. They didn't get it done. And he noted specifically closing out with your hand high, not reaching in, you know, just kind of simple things, being in the right spot on rotations, things that you know, are very much part of the fabric of this team that haven't quite become second nature. And, you know, I think Skiles is hoping that a few days of practice, which should be coming up after this road trip to Washington on Saturday night, can help kind of remind the team of what they still have to do and some of the things that they need to make sure that they get down. Because tonight, again, was just not a great night overall for the Magic as far as being able to defend consistently, being able to move the ball consistently, doing the things that made the Magic successful early on in the season against some really good teams and made this team fun to watch and brought this team a lot of promise. Now, again, they won the game, and winning is better than losing. That was the general consensus from the team as well. You know, it's not going to be something that Skiles himself maybe points out. He'd rather win than lose, of course, but he's going to focus on what they need to do to reach his standard. But at the same time, a lot needed to be fixed, and the Magic, you know, seemed to recognize that, seemed eager to fix it. Now the question is, will they do it? There were some very positive signs, though, despite it all. It hasn't been noted here, but, you know, Nikola Vucevic comes back from his injury for the first time. He was cleared to play just before tip-off. He came off the bench tonight because it happened so quickly that he, you know, became part available to the team, and he really pushed himself to get back on the floor. But there's no Jason Smith tonight. C.J. Watson did not dress it with a sore left calf. Victor Oladipo actually suffered concussion-like symptom when he ran into Dwayne Dedmon's shoulder going for a loose ball. Looked very, very woozy. Not good sign. I would say he's questionable for Friday, but we'll know more after practice on Thursday regarding Oladipo's status moving forward. So the Magic were without a lot of guys, and the starters, again, as I noted, just didn't play with a lot of energy. And so the Magic had to find it somewhere, and they found it again from their bench. Channing Frye, who you heard from earlier, played a really, really key role for this team, made a couple of big baskets and scoring 14 points, 6 of 7, shooting 2 of 2 from beyond the arc. Hit a big two-point shot at the end of the third quarter to make it a four-point lead, complete a 7-0 run to end that quarter and give the Magic the lead, had given the Magic a much more comfortable 4-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. So a couple of big plays from him throughout the night. He wasn't that bad defensively. I know that's kind of the thing with him. He had one of his better games of the season. The other big bench player, of course, besides Nikola Vucevic, who had 18 points and 5 rebounds and 25 and a half minutes of play, was Shabazz Napier. Shabazz Napier scored a career-high 22 points, and he struggled very much early on in the game in the second quarter when he came in for the first time at point guard, did not get the Magic into their offense, turned the ball over a few times, it just didn't look comfortable out there, you know, kind of reverted back to kind of his chucking ways. But in the second half, the Magic moved him off the ball more. They had Elfrid Payton, you know, playing with him a lot, and Napier just went off. He had a career-high 22 points, 8 of 16 from the floor, 5 of 9 from beyond the arc. He had 4 three-pointers in the second half and scored 17 of his 22 points in that time period. It was a fantastic effort from Napier. He found his rhythm, and it gave the Magic a lot of energy. It was that extra juice and that extra push that they needed to get over the hump. And frankly, that is what the Magic want from Napier when they brought him, and they didn't bring him in for much. They wanted him to have that instant offense ability, the ability to go off for 22 points when the time arises, and tonight it came up, and he delivered in a big way, and it's not easy to do. He certainly had some mistakes. He had some things he still needs to work on. You wonder, can he consistently do this, or is this just a, you know, flash in the pan thing? But Napier put in some good work today, just humongous for the Magic in general, and they needed every little bit of it, and it's a real credit to him that he was ready to play when his number was called.
It was a good night for me, but as a team, I think we did a lot of good things, a lot of things we need to work on defensively, as a team, I think we did a lot of things good, which, in the end, you do a lot of things good and you get a win, so. I'm definitely excited about that.
And if the Magic can get a few more nights like that from Napier, especially if Oladipo has to miss some time, that would be all the better. Although I know a lot of people are high on Napier because of his scoring ability, and certainly that is a big factor of what he does. But he still has a long way to go to grow as a point guard. I'm personally still a little more comfortable with C.J. Watson there. But I don't want to rag too much on Napier on his big night. He delivered for the Magic tonight. He did exactly what the team asked him to do. He did exactly what the team brought him in to do, and the rest was kind of gravy. And so the Magic, it was a struggle all night for them. It really, really was. They couldn't quite find the right formula. They couldn't find the right energy, and they couldn't get things down the way that they need to get things down. And so on a frustrating evening, there is a sign of positive play. That on a bad night, when Oladipo goes out, when Tobias Harris shoots 5 of 13 again for 11 points, 11 rebounds, he did a lot of other things besides scoring. And I think, honestly, it doesn't sound good because he got paid all the money that he got paid, so you expect to have the scoring too. But, even though Harris isn't scoring as well as he has been in the past, he's done a lot of other things well to contribute to the team. I thought his defense on Julius Randle late was particularly very good, and obviously he was a big impact on the glass as well with 11 rebounds. Elfrid Payton had one of the worst shooting nights in Magic history, to be frank. There's only been 5 times where a Magic player has shot at least 1 of 13 or worse. Payton did that tonight, shooting 1 of 13, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, though found other ways to contribute. I think he was very important toward the end of the game, especially freeing up Napier. Napier credited Payton with his ability to drive into the lane and dish back out. So even though Payton struggled, he found a way to contribute. And there is something of a lesson to be learned in that, being able to win games when you don't have your best stuff. That is a hallmark of a good team, finding ways to win games even if they don't have it. There's still a long way to go for this Magic team, though. This isn't something that they want to make a habit. This is not a game that they probably win against, frankly, a better team. The Lakers are who they are. They're 1-7. They played a pretty decent game, but they never took control of this game and never took this game either. The Magic were always within at least 4 or 5 points And the Lakers led by no more than 7. The Magic actually led by no more than 5, which is kind of surprising to me, because it felt like the Magic had better control of that game and were always, you know, one big run away from running away with it. The Lakers, it never really felt like they had that. Every time that they seemed to be able or poised to make kind of a run, they turned the ball over. But the Magic never really, the Magic just never really found traction in this game, and that's part of the problem with this of this game and in the way that they played. And the good news is the Magic seemed to a man seemed to recognize that there is still a lot of work to do, and hopefully when Scott Skiles gets them in practice on Thursday, they begin to do that work. I've probably gone over my time here, so once again, the Orlando Magic defeat the Los Angeles Lakers 101-99 at the Amway Center on Nikola Vucevic's game-winning turnaround jumper over Roy Hibbert, a really tough shot. Make sure you YouTube it to improve to 4-5 on the season. Before I sign out, I want to make sure you all know to join me and Orlando Pinstripe Post editor Zach Oliver. We'll be doing our second episode of Orlando Magic Live on Thursday, November 12th at 7:30. You can check it out on Google Hangout and on YouTube as well. For everyone here at Orlando Magic Daily, this has been Philip Rossman Reich. We'll see you next time here on the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast.